I had a few hours to kill one day last week when the heat was still tormenting us. I decided to try an old favorite. I sauntered on down to the Daniel Webster Wildlife Sanctuary in Marshfield. When I got there, something smelled fishy. Maybe fishy isn't the right word. Well, here's the poop. I figured that it would be a good chance to see some of the local specialty species, the bobolinks that sing their chattering songs above the grasses, the purple martins that inhabit the gourd array near Webster Pond, but neither of them were there. In the case of the latter, they come and go. Their populations can rise and fall in a local location year after year, a phenomenon called annual variation. But the bobolinks had no habitat left. Nothing to worry about, of course. The grasslands had been completely turned over by tractor, or were in the process of being turned over. There was nothing but mud and dirt as far as the eye could see in the main fields on the way to Fox Hill. The rule of thumb for haying fields that host bobolinks says we should wait until July 4th to do so, after the year's fledglings have learned to fend for themselves. While the bobolinks and purple martins were gone, the barn swallows were still there, as was a great blue heron, a red-tailed hawk, an osprey, and a northern mockingbird that claimed the trees at the top of Fox Hill. Life abounded, even with the smell. So, back to that. What do any plants need to grow? Sunlight, water, and nutrients from the soil, like fertilizer. What does acres and acres of grass need to grow? Acres and acres of manure. I took solace in the fact that it was probably what it smelled like as a dairy cow farm prior to the 1970s, that I was experiencing history, and I smiled under my mask. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.